Number 10. I was driving on the interstate at 1 a.m. after closing shop. Something told me to move from the middle lane into the right lane. There weren't any cars on the road, but I did it anyway. As I was rounding a curve seconds later, my lights shined on a full three-seater couch that was in the middle of the lane I was just in. At 85 miles per hour, if I were to hit the couch, I would have wrecked my car and probably died. Thanks, creepy gut feeling. Number 9. I was out driving late one night. I stopped in the middle of nowhere at a gas station to use their restroom. I walked in and there was one cashier looking down at his phone. I asked where their restroom was and the man looked up at me, smiled, and pointed behind him where there was a partition wall. The thing was, as soon as he looked at me, my spine felt like ice. I started to walk around to where the bathroom was, but decided, fuck this, there are other bathrooms. I turned around to walk out and saw that the cashier had snuck around the other side of the wall, and he looked completely thrown off by me suddenly leaving. I don't really know how to explain the layout of this place to make sense, but he was clearly coming for me. His body language and the way he had to move to be where he was when I suddenly left made it clear he had bad intentions towards me. He was completely derailed when I suddenly peaced out. My adrenaline was pretty high for a while, but I've lived and traveled alone enough to know my body can pick up on things. Number 8. I was at a cemetery. It was about midnight, and I was at my grandmother's grave. I got a gut feeling that I should go home, and I said goodbye and began to leave. As I turned onto my street, I heard a scream. I then heard sirens from the cemetery. Apparently, there was a meth head digging up bodies. He ended up attacking a cemetery guard. Number 7. To start off, I don't actively consider myself psychic, but my mom and I have this running joke that we're witches. It happens more than not that we'll just randomly predict things. One of the main examples is that my mom always knows what time it is, down to the exact minute. Sometimes I'll start humming a song, and someone around me will stop with a look of pure shock, saying, "That's what they had stuck in their head." Just little things like that. Well, about 6 months ago, I was living with my stepdad at the new house we just bought across the country from our old place. My mom stayed back in our old house to make sure it sold and to take care of some other last-minute details. While I was at the new house, I woke up at about 5:30 a.m. in a cold sweat. It was a 3-hour time difference, so it was about 2:30 a.m. for my mom. I just had this undeniable urge to call her and tell her to get out of the house. I didn't understand it, but I knew I had to. It took a couple of tries, but she finally picked up, confused and tired. I told her to leave, told her it was really important. I begged her. She recognized that my voice was desperate, so she finally agreed. She went to her friend's house for the rest of the night. At around noon, I got a call from my mom. Someone had broken into our old house. They took the TV and some cash my mom stashed in the drawer. Luckily, my mom wasn't there. We were both in awe of what had happened. This is still one of the weirdest things to happen to either of us to date. Number 6. I was walking to class in downtown Providence. I was on the ground level of a parking garage. The sidewalk had these pillars lining the wall to the structure. There was no way to see behind the pillar in front of you until you've already passed it. I had no reason to cross the street at all, but as I did, I noticed two or three pillars ahead. There was a man, clearly homeless and extremely scary looking, hiding behind a pillar with a sack and metal bat, waiting for me. He saw me cross, realized the distance between us was too big to make an attack, and yelled, "Oh, fuck, man, you look juicy," and walked away. I don't know why I crossed, but if I didn't, I'd have been juiced, whatever that means. Number 5. One night, I was absolutely restless. I couldn't fall asleep and knew that I'd be miserable the next day at school. During class the next day, I fell asleep and had a dream about getting into a car wreck. I thought that maybe I should take a different road home, but I hated change. I just decided to be extra careful when driving home. As I was driving home, I was coming up to the place where I wrecked in my dream. I slowed down, but something told me that it wasn't going to help. As I was continuously slowing down, a car pulled out in front of me and I drove off the road. I ended up clipping the back end of the car and only had a little bit of bruising on my left leg. It was such a scary experience, and I just knew that my dream was meant to scare me into taking the other road home, and I was too stubborn to listen. Number 4. I was test driving a car from the dealership over the weekend. While driving home on the highway, I was in the middle lane as usual, but something told me to get into the right lane. About 30 seconds after I did, a car comes flying up the middle lane the wrong way. I later found out he ended up hitting and killing a 30-year-old woman who was on her way to work. That could have been me. Number 3. One time when I was younger, my father left me with a friend of his for a few hours. I was really freaked out and didn't want to stay, but I did because his friend had a little girl my age. Halfway through my stay, the little girl, Samantha, told me she was going to show me a secret. So, she took a chair, climbed on it, and took a key from the top of the fridge. Then she hopped down and led me to a door tucked away in the corner of their house. When she opened the door, I immediately knew something was wrong. Everything just felt off. 10-year-old me was like, fuck no. Despite all that, I liked Samantha, so I walked down the stairs that the door led to. In the basement were tons of boxes. That wasn't what caught my attention, though. It was the large, reddish-brown stain on the floor and the makeshift bed made from dirty pillows and blankets. Samantha told me her friend lived here and that sometimes she came down here with him when she couldn't sleep. I was already scared enough, but then I heard loud, human-like breathing, and it was not either of ours. I have never ran so fast in my life. I ran out of the house crying and almost ran headfirst into my dad. He asked me what was wrong and told me to come in. I refused to go back in that house though, so my dad went to grab my stuff from inside. While he was doing that, Samantha came out onto the porch and called me mean, telling me how she only wanted to play with me. Then we left, and I never went back to that house. But I was still shaken up for a while. Number 2. It wasn't my gut feeling, but my mother's. Back in high school, I had wanted to stay home for my birthday, but my mother told me no and made me go to school. We came home to our house, broken into. Everything that was expensive and they could take was gone. In my room, a condom and a burner phone was left on my bed. I was seriously glad I was not at home that day. Number 1. I was in a cemetery with some friends. We wanted to go tell scary stories in one of the private lots. The one my friends wanted to go to was in the far back corner and surrounded by trees. I had a very bad feeling about going there and convinced them not to. Of course, I was called a coward, but as we were walking away, I looked back towards the lot and saw a dark figure move into the trees. I don't know if it was a human or a demon, but whatever it was, I am so glad we didn't go in there. Thanks for listening to the No Sleep Podcast. If you love tuning in for these stories, please leave a review to let others know how much you enjoy listening. And don't forget to check out the link to our YouTube channel in the podcast description.